location where unknown forces strike the edge of ecology.
The short-hold surf. The right to a secure home is engendered in the traditional cry, "The Englishman's home is his castle." Not many of us possess a turreted structure on which to pay council tax, or even castle tax. However, any home should provide an aura of safety, security, and stability, whether the bedsitter, flat, or mansion. Such metaphorical castles are the intended result of widespread home ownership. Policies, such as the right to buy council houses, were introduced in the 1980s, while those with escalating home values made substantial profits. Of course, the property market crashed and destroyed the illusion. So-called homeowners were in truth mere debtors to their building societies, who made profits on the interest-bearing debt known as a mortgage. Indeed, the word mortgage means death bet. In effect, the buyer is waging that he or she will settle the debt by the time of their death, or lose the property to the lender. Inheritance tax creates another problem. It destroys the right to hand on property by taking 40% of its value over a certain threshold. Despite all this, home buyers or owners have at least one clear advantage. As long as they can pay the lender or exchequer, they may live in their homes indefinitely. Only force majeure due to natural disaster or compulsory purchase for redevelopment, i.e. a road scheme, can dislodge them. Even then, insurance or compensation would be payable. Council tenants, too, have a pretty stable life, despite the current threats of privatisation by transfer to housing associations. Each is assured a permanent tenure. Contrast these conditions to the misery known to a third sector, the private tenant. In the midst of the 1980s housing boom, Mrs. Thatcher passed the 1988 Housing Act. This allowed landlords to lease homes for the ludicrous duration of 6 months. This is known as an assured shorthold tenancy. The only thing assured in such a law is the tenant's lack of safety, stability, or security. Their home is less a castle than a temporary encampment. Indeed, utility contracts and TV licenses are more permanent. The shorthold serf must sign a contract of restricting conditions in return for the peaceful enjoyment of their home. Alas, such peace means that after just 4 months, the serf could face 2 months' notice to quit. While the tenancy may be extended, it will only be in another 6 month block, under the same conditions of uncertainty. At the time, Mrs. Thatcher wanted to free up the rental market by allowing landlords more flexibility. Property may be rented to tenants for a while, then sold from under them when the price is right. The social effects of this policy have been ruinous, but little reported. Tenants may have to move every 2 or 3 years, destroying links with the community. Ironically, those with pre-1988 tenancies have been left stranded, unable to move without losing their rights. Each frequent move sucks up the serf's resources in contract and removal fees, draining them of liquid assets, i.e. cash. Equally, under such a system, the serf lives in fear of claiming the rights they do have. It is hard to complain of bad conditions or ask for repairs when eviction is so easy. What may have seemed a dynamic policy in 1988 has been a trial for those who have experienced it for many years since. Those who do not have the capital to buy, nor meet the criteria of disadvantage which allows them a council home. What is the answer? There are schemes for affordable housing quotas within large luxury projects, although such projects are often highly controversial in themselves. The affordable units still require key worker salaries to purchase. Shared ownership is a muddled concept, costing both rent and repayments to the tenant come buyer. Given the vast number of private tenancies and the decided possibility of another housing market crash, we can never build our way out of the problem. Private landlords are thus a necessity, but must it be at such a social cost? Here is a proposal. Landlords who buy and sell domestic properties must grant secure contracts. However, all such properties would be registered by law with no change of use possible. If sold, it would be as a going concern. These measures would create stable homes and remove the perceived value of vacant possession. Any new landlord would buy the property in order to profit from its ongoing rental income. Of course, the cost of purchase could be recouped on any future sale. The short-hold serf is hopefully a short-lived species. Everyone needs a castle, if only a metaphorical one.
The information where unknown forces strike the edge of ecology.